Let's go from the top level and let's imagine there's a startup who just got funded and they have resources to hire a pretty large team and they decided to make it remote. And let's say they have resources and have just hired 10 designers. How would you approach from your expert standpoint? How would you start organizing such team if it's brand new?
Well, if it's distributed, so let's kind of break down the problem. I think there's this whole question of how to make lean practices work for startups, and you can throw a rock and hit an expert on that, right? There's lots of people out there that have done this and written books about it and presented at conferences and done it in their own careers. So, you know, I think the learning there is that a lot of those teams that are startups do prefer to have co-location. Like, that is the thing that makes them feel like they can all have the same vocabulary. They all share the same goals. You know, I think some examples are, if you look at the kind of Silicon Valley startup culture, the people that work for those startup companies tend to be like within striking distance. They can get into the office fast. They really require that kind of tactile, vibrancy, just to be in a space together and really produce something and sort of solve problems together. I think that's kind of in the DNA of what a startup is for a Silicon Valley, you know, type of engagement. If you wanted to take a small team and make it all distributed, I think you can be successful with that. I think you can be successful with distributed teams, whether they're large enterprise teams or even a small startup. So that you just have to ensure that the ground rules are in place. But if you want to talk about team, it's really important that no matter how separated you are geographically, that I think first and foremost that you kind of tear down the expectations that, you know, we're always going to be in one room together. So you have to start with trust. A team has to come together and learn how each other operates, start breathing the same oxygen. And I'd say, you know, get the team together, kick them off together, make them feel like they are developing some trust together, because you know they're going to go off into their separate geographies or time zones or even floors of a building or whatever it is that they're separated by, and they're going to start to, you know, be less of a team. So the first thing is just to get them together to kick off the company, the project that you're focused on for that quarter or for that year, and really try to develop an immediate sense of team glue and bonding.